This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
JV show. How do you do? Seven after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen celebrating 4th of July week. A lot of people on vacation, having a good time, looking out for the sharks here and there, and all the stuff that goes with it. Maybe you went to one of those they're building, they're cropping up everywhere. All these casinos. There's a new one in Boston, opened a couple of weeks ago. It looks just like the one that was its namesake down as an Encore or something like that down in Las Vegas. Looks like the same building. It's really, it stands out. It's in an area of town that wasn't that swell anyway, so it gentrified the whole area. But these things are just, and people seem not to get enough of it. I don't know what going into a smoke-filled casino and sitting
gross.
In front of one of those one-armed bandits does for people, but they sit there and they got their quarters and puffing away on their cigarettes anyway. So
we went to Mohegan Sun.
Yeah.
No, it was Foxwoods. We went to Foxwoods once, which is in Connecticut. And you walk into the main area, there's some sort of a Chinese gambling game. I don't know what it is, but there are busloads of Chinese people who go into Foxwoods to play whatever the game is. I don't know. But you walk into the room, and every single person is smoking. It's walking into a disgusting cloud. We walked in, we turned right around and walked right out.
It was
horrible.
That's the thing, and I'm glad you brought that up, because it's startling when you go into some of these places. Vegas is one thing, but you go to some of these other places like that, as you've just pointed out, and they're just all full of smokers. So how do you ever expect to get the people who are non-smokers, like the three of us, to go into this place? I wouldn't go within 10 miles of those joints because of the very thing you just... It's disgusting.
Yeah.
It really is. Oh,
I mean, we're fortunate, Kara and me, we're fortunate for, you know, people in our age bracket, because all the states had outlawed smoking in bars by the time we were able to drink. So we've never, it's so shocking to me to even go into a room where someone's smoking, because I've never been on an airplane that had smoke. I've never been, it's so crazy. Like, our whole lives, which is wonderful, has been free of secondhand smoke. And then you walk into a casino like that and it's like stepping back in time. It's just awful. I don't know. I've never been to Vegas. I don't know if you can smoke in Vegas casinos.
Yes, you can. Yeah, that's a big
problem. Another reason not to go to Vegas.
Vegas, though, is a trip, and I say that lovingly.
I'd go at some point, but...
I used to own a lot of land in Arizona, and I was on the board of directors of the group that was sort of the supervising group, and I'd go in there every 3 or 4 months, fly into Vegas, and then drive out to where the property was, about an hour and a half ride outside of Las Vegas. And it was, I would go, and I'd sometimes plan it so I would stay the night, depending where I was coming from. It was always an overnight trip, because I couldn't get there fast enough to be in and out in the same day and get to, you know, either go back to Los Angeles or go east, wherever. It just didn't work, so I'd always have to stay in Las Vegas. And I've been there on occasion, not to be a name dropper, but Ed McMahon took me there one weekend, he and his wife at the time, and we had a fabulous time. It was just a trip to walk around and be in the circumstance, the woman that I was with at the time, the three or four of us would go out, eat and sit, and the kinds of people who would come up to you, or come up to him, they didn't come over to me, and just want to, you know, say hi, get their picture taken, that sort of thing. It was like a trip into the Star Wars bar scene. The people were just...
the cantina.
Oh, my God. The people were just... characters. Really, really very interesting. Las Vegas brings out the best and worst in people, as, by the way, the circumstances, you probably have seen this by now. If you haven't heard the story about the family in Las Vegas shooting victim suing gun manufacturers, this parent, this group of parents, well, this is two parents in one specific instance. I think there's going to be more of these get filed. One of the victims that was killed in that Vegas shooting a couple of years ago filing a wrongful death lawsuit against eight gun manufacturers. The suit argues the design of the firearms used in the deadly shooting caused the death of their daughter and violated state and federal bans on automatic weapons. If you dig into this, it specifically argues that the gun makers were not only aware that the firearm models could be modified to mimic automatic firing, but they knowingly marketed them that way. This is the first lawsuit to be filed following this shooting, but it's the first one to target a gun maker. There have been plenty of suits against MGM, which owns the property. They're in settlement talks, going to pay out about $800 million to the victims, families, that sort of thing. The legal system generally turned down these type of cases, citing a federal law from 2005 that protects gun manufacturers from liability in mass shooting incidents, with some rare exceptions. But maybe they can find some smart lawyer. You can be sure some smart lawyer has looked into the exceptions and figures he's got a case. Otherwise, they wouldn't put themselves, you know, into that circumstance. And if you go back to March of this year, justices in Connecticut ruled that gun manufacturer Remington could be sued over how it marketed the rifle model that was used in the Sandy Hook shootings down at the school. Earlier this year, the administration enacted a ban on bump stocks, which was a positive step in my estimation and probably yours as well, ladies. Mm-hmm. At least one gun rights advocacy group appealed the decision. The Supreme Court upheld the ban. That was very significant.
Yeah.
And it sort of told the gun...
The Supremes did the right thing on that one.
Reached your limit. This is as far as we're going to let you go.
Right.
This is it. It's over for you. No more new rulings that are protecting you. No. And that, by the way, was one of the big things that Ollie North and Warren and, what's his face, LaPierre, Wayne LaPierre, fought about. And Ollie lost. I wasn't clear on that. Thank you, Victoria. Ollie North was the president of the NRA, and Wayne LaPierre has been their executive administrator and running the NRA for decades. And he's got a lot of power, and he's kind of a power... I was going to use a bad word. He's kind of a power monger. I've interviewed him a couple. I don't like him. I don't like him at all. And I belong to the NRA. I do, however, and I've always liked Ollie North. He's kind of like one of those really clever rogues. He's just a very interesting guy, and I quite like him, frankly. But anyway, that's not here or there.
Do they have a new president since Ollie North is no longer the president?
What's her face? The woman who's on Radio America, what's her
name?
She's
not even associated with the NRA anymore.
She's not.
And they shut down NRA TV. That happened last week. They shut that down. So I'm not sure what's going on.
She was on the Ollie North. They both worked
Dana
at Radio
Lash
America.
Is who we're talking
Dana
about.
Lash, that's who we're talking about. Right. She works. She's at Radio America. My originating network is Radio America, where Kara is Radio America. That's where Ollie was for, I don't know, 10, 12 years maybe. Did a radio program out of that studio where you are. And Gordon Liddy did as well. Matter of fact, it was interesting. I was in a photo shoot once with the two of them. Together, it's
quite a sandwich.
Yeah, man, yeah. Mondo Bizarro, is really. But I quite like both of them. Frankly, they were very likable guys. Wayne LaPierre is not a likable guy. He just isn't. And so, anyway, I don't want to get too far into the weeds here, but the and that's sort of where we are. And now that you told me that, I didn't know about Dana not being the spokesperson anymore, and I didn't know that they shut down NRA TV. So what's happened is there's a line in the sand that's been drawn. And the fight among the people who are running it, the people who are moderate or who want to, have things that don't spoil the use of the availability of guns, but they also are responsible.
Yeah.
LaPierre is like off of the charts irresponsible. He's just
he must be because there have been so many studies and polls and all kinds of and leaks and people talking to the press on the, you know, being anonymous, saying that the members of the NRA, like a huge percentage, like 85 or 90% of the members, they
gun
do
ownership.
Yes,
yeah.
And it's the leadership that prevents it from going anywhere.
No. It's so, the leader, one person.
Okay, I don't know anything about the NRA, but the leader.
I'm telling you,
you're
that's
right. Yeah. So the leader is the problem, and you know, I don't know what it's going to take to get rid of him. I guess he's going to just continue taking as much money as he can.
But oh yeah, it's all about money that they get from memberships and what they do with it, how he takes care of his buddies in Congress, all that stuff. The lobbyists. Yeah. Oh yeah. 16 after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Doing business like a CEO while saving like a CFO.
Staples has all the supplies you need to run your business like a boss at prices that'll make your bookkeeper smile. Everything from paper to pens to folders.
And right now, Staples 2-pocket poly folders are 50 cents each. And 12 packs of True Red Black Ballpoint Stick Pens are only 97 cents each at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store. In store only. Offer ends 8/31/19. Limit 30 on folders while supplies last.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi. Gonna get grossed out? Victoria's in charge of today's ice cream story.
This is pretty gross. A new viral video has people across social media wondering why, when you buy tubs of ice cream and pints of ice cream in the grocery store, why all the brands don't come with a layer of cellophane that you have to peel back like a seal. And the reason they're wondering that is because a container, a large container of Blue Bell ice cream has been trending because a stupid girl went into the grocery store, into the freezer aisle, grabbed a container of Blue Bell ice cream, opened it up, which it just has the cardboard top to it, took a giant lick of it, and then closed it back up and put it back into the freezer.
There's a video of this?
She had a friend filming her doing this. It was on a dare. And now everybody's wondering, well, wait a second. Why isn't there a layer of protection so that you have no... And it raises a good question. You have no idea what has touched your ice cream. When you open the container and it's just the top... You know, if it's just that cardboard...
Yeah,
but like, but you know, when you just lift off that cardboard top to most containers, it's just the ice cream is just exposed, and so this video alone is making people not want to buy Blue Bell ice cream anymore. For one,
Blue Bell is lousy ice cream.
I don't think I've ever had it. It's based in Texas. It's sold mostly in southern grocery stores. They issued a statement on the website because this has been such a big deal, and they say that they're looking into tracking down who this girl is, the offending liquor, they called her.
Fix it. Fix the problem. 21 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This ain't coming from no prophet, but just an ordinary man. But when I close my eyes, I see the way this world shall make when we're okay and then hey.
We should be free is a great Garth Brooks song. It's 24 and change after the hour on the DJV program with our follow-up on music from impressive Americans. This is from his show in Eugene, Oregon a couple of days ago. Garth Brooks had a massive surprise in store for everybody there during his singing We Shall Be Free. An 800-person choir descended from all corners of the stadium, resulting in an awe-inspiring moment. Fabulous. Brooks and the choir started a massive sing-along, and then they transitioned into a song from the Isley Brothers, Twist and Shout. There it is. This is so uncharacteristically, but he did a great job with it. Crowd went crazy.
I think he does these medleys fairly often, and the audience,
does he?
If you watch the videos, the audience goes insane. Yeah. I mean, this is a good song anyway to jump around to, but people love it.
Yeah. Performance historic for more than one reason. The concert also set the attendance record for this stadium, which has a capacity of 54,000. And then Garth went live on his Facebook page a little bit later on, sharing footage from the show and answering some tweets from fans. One fan asked Garth if he'd be adding more stadium shows this year, and he said maybe 5 or 6 more stadium dates. It's currently at the top of the charts with his duet with Blake Shelton called Dive Bar.
Can we hear this a bit? Because we haven't actually been able to find it. It's only on country radio.
jump in and join the club and focus Whiskey River Reservoir.
Are they friends?
Yes, they are. Spend the weekend in the deep end of a dive bar.
Link and Garth performing this song together July 19th at the first of Brooks' two sold-out shows at Boise's Albertson Stadium. It's also finishing his new studio album, Fun, while a vinyl box set that includes new Triple Live album is forthcoming. So it's kind of fun. 800-person choir.
Can you imagine what that must have sounded like?
We're on KU.
Incredible.
KUGN, and hello, Eugene. How do you do? How are the folks there doing? KUGN. All right, next up, Pharrell Williams surprising the graduating students at Harlem Children's Zone Promise Academy with a guaranteed internship after their first year of college. He made the announcement during his commencement speech. The Academy in Harlem is a charter school that offers free, high-quality education from kindergarten through grade 12. For 2,000 students, all of whom gained admission to the school through lottery or waiting lists. School focuses on establishing healthy lifelong habits for young people with freshly made breakfast every day and lunch in school, access to medical services, longer days, school years to allow students to really learn their subjects. I think it's a great idea. Public schools should do this. Pharrell has been working with the school to create an internship program to give students access to connections in fields they wouldn't probably otherwise.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tens of thousands will flock to Washington's National Mall today for 4th of July celebrations. The National Independence Day Parade will roll down Constitution Avenue starting at noon Eastern. The President will address the nation from the steps of the Lincoln Memorial this evening, and an annual Capitol 4th concert will be carried live on PBS with fireworks shortly after 9 Eastern. No holiday for the Democrats campaigning for the White House. Among them, Joe Biden was in Iowa yesterday speaking about, among other things, trade, including with China.
We're in a competition with China. We need to get tough with China. But there are serious challenges for us. In some areas, they're a real threat. But look, every single step this president has taken in dealing with China has exacerbated the challenge, has made it worse.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Kara, talk about how oblivious men are. Nice going, Kara. 34 after the hour.
Not my fault, it's true.
Oh, it is true. Yeah, there it is. Oh. Yeah. Right. All men are oblivious.
Most men are.
Ah, there you go. It's the cabal working. See what I have to put up with, folks? This poor me with these ladies.
Oh, my God. No one's insulting you. We're talking about her husband.
The DJV show. Jennifer's not with us today. Victoria Keelan here, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, speaking about Victoria's husband, connecting people in the news, dots here and there. Yesterday, Victoria was talking about Artie Johnson passing, and she wanted to know, I guess your husband actually gave you the
information. He sent me the story, and he said, oh, Artie Johnson from Laughing died at the age of 90. And I said, I have no idea who that is. And he goes, oh, don't worry. He's a producer. So context, he's always thinking of, you know, show content and things like that.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So, and he said, oh, Doug will know. And I said, why? Because the guy's 90? And he started laughing. He goes, no.
He said, no.
No, well, he defended you. He said, no, because Laugh-In was a really big show back in the 60s. Lewis loved watching.
It was the defining. There was an era in the 60s, Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, which is what we're talking about here.
I've never seen it, but I've heard of it.
There were some other shows, but this was really the epitome. This set the stage for comedy on television. These guys, Rowan and Martin, were fabulous together, even though they didn't really like each other. They were great performers, kind of like Laurel and Hardy and, you know, some of the other great teams that have been around. So Artie Johnson won an Emmy for the work he did on Laugh-In. And you go back to some, you guys have got to go back. There have to be on YouTube. There's got to be a Laugh-In YouTube channel.
Lewis has seen all the clips on YouTube.
Right. Yeah.
So, and actually, now that you mentioned off the air that Goldie Hawn and Lily Tomlin got their starts on Laugh-In, that actually does kind of sound familiar. I think he's probably shown me some stuff.
Oh, yeah. Came from Michigan, won the Emmy in 1969, was nominated two more times through his work on that show. If you don't remember some of his characters, the one that was probably most idiosyncratic was Wolfgang, who was the cigarette-smoking German who thought that during the 60s that World War II was still going on. That was the gag. And it was actually, for even though people were sore about World War, I mean, in the 60s, World War II was still pretty fresh in the minds of lots of people. But he was a funny bugger, man. He really was. I remember meeting a little short guy. I remember meeting him once, and he was very, very serious actor, as are many people who have comedic streaks to them. They're very serious about what they do. He was also on the TV show Bewitched. He was on The Partridge Family. He was a regular on Lost in Space, on the Donna Reed show. But he never really, the pinnacle of his success was being that German on Laugh-In. I don't know, Kara, see if you can find some audio. The audio that went with, I mean, all the audio, Lily Tomlin, and her iconic character, she was a telephone operator. She used to whack people over the head with her pocketbook. That was one of her characteristics. And she'd sit in this, play a little girl sitting in a big rocking chair. And Goldie Hawn was a scream. You can see her. I mean, those were around then. I can just see her popping out of the box on the intro and the outro to the show. They had the various performers pop in and out of boxes. They'd open up a little door and they'd come out with some stupid expression or some silly saying, something that would get the audience hysterical. And it would all be around some theme that Rowan and Martin had set up. But it was really, there was another woman, I can see her, but I can't remember her name, tall woman, black hair, who was also a star that came out of this. And she didn't
stick
around.
Was this like a precursor to SNL?
SNL started, I think, in 71. Mm-hmm. It was in an era, that's a good question, Victoria. I would say that it was in an era when people, this is during Vietnam, remember, and people wanted, the nation was so overcome with anger about Vietnam. I mean, really, it shaped, you think today we're angry about stuff that had to do with immigration or other stuff. Unless you lived through that Vietnam period, you have no idea how angry this country was. It was very, very. I'm surprised that Lyndon Johnson made it and actually walked out of office on his own. He was hated, and then Nixon was hated until he ended the war. He didn't start it. Actually, Kennedy started it, in reality. But anyway, the anger that was in the public wanted to have some relief, and Laugh-In started
reality
it.
Reality TV now, SNL. But this is probably back then. Yeah, that was their version of it.
Yeah, yeah.
The escape. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Did you find the audio, Kara, of Artie Johnson?
I was looking for Lily Tomlin with different stuff.
Yeah. Anything. Let's It brings us back to that.
A gracious good afternoon. Is this the party who has answered my call? The Central Intelligence Agency? Good. This is Miss Tomlin of the phone company. Well, of course I know your phone was off the hook. Isn't it amazing the way we can still make it ring? No, I know that. Of course I do. I know this is a private, unlisted number that's changed twice a day for security purposes. The same technique we use for our repair service. Talk to the director.
Oh, it's like calling Verizon today.
I know you're not engaged in any conference call with the White House. We have that line monitored also. Oh, very well. I will leave a message. Tell him that phone security has never been better and that all the gang down here at Ma Bell want to wish him luck on his upcoming invasion of mainland China.
That's funny. Funny, funny, funny stuff. Lily Tomlin, Goldie Hawn.
She's the best.
Artie Johnson, all really, they, if it weren't for that show, who knows how they would have gotten started or recognized. So, that's marking the passing of Artie Johnson. Funeral services held for another person in the news, Luis Alvarez, who just recently testified before Congress. He was a retired police officer, had been kind of the poster boy of health concerns for September 11th, 911 first responders, died of cancer. He'd been, what was it, 3 weeks ago, I think, before Congress. He went with John Stewart to urge lawmakers to reauthorize the funds to compensate these victims. September 11th attacks. He was 53. It looked like he was 93.
Yes, he did.
The saddest thing. When
it's
you,
so sad.
I mean, it's one thing when you see a picture of him and you can tell how sick he is and his skin is just ashy gray. But when you see the pictures of him from just a few years ago, I mean, it's hard to imagine that it's the same person. It's so sad.
He had colorectal cancer, spread to his liver. One of thousands of cancer cases caused because of the September 11th. You know, we all talk about the 2,938 people that died that day in the towers, but there have been thousands, literally thousands, of other New Yorkers, other Americans who have died because of exposure at Ground Zero. This guy spent weeks working there trying to find survivors and remains. And so he has appropriately been the postman. Went through 69 rounds of chemo. Why in the name of God would you do that?
Because he was asked why he kept doing it, and he said his greatest fear was leaving his three sons fatherless. Yeah. I mean, that's an answer that just, if that doesn't just strike you at the core.
He said he had no regrets, though, about working at Ground Zero.
Yeah.
There's a guy.
That's an American hero. That is a true American hero.
Yeah.
John Stewart was at the funeral and just couldn't even control his tears. It was just hundreds of people lined the streets in Queens to pay tribute to him.
All right, 44 after the hour.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your health. Sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon.
Our coffee
and red wine, leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Boostar medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
27 at the hour. A couple of other names in the news here. Ursula von der Leyen, Germany's defense minister, is poised to become the first woman elected as the European Commission's president. She was tapped for the role during a summit of EU heads of states. Her nomination has to make it through the European Parliament. She sort of is a surprise consensus pick among leaders after the parliament's preferred candidates didn't get enough support. She's a strong proponent of more integrated European relationships. Her time as the head of Germany's troubled defense sector hasn't won much support back home. She faced a lot of scrutiny over how her department broke several profitable consultancy contracts. You know, it's the same kind of stuff we were just talking about off the air, how damn corrupt politics everywhere now, all around the world, is just so corrupt. Every place, everybody's doing it for themselves. That's why we have no good leadership, because they're all in it for themselves. America's not the only place where we're loaded with Cory Bookers and what's her face from California. What a phony, my God. Oof. I didn't even put her Kamala Harris. I didn't put her name out of my head. Here's another name, James Alex Fields, man convicted in the murder of a woman during a far-right rally in Charlottesville, sentenced to life in prison on federal hate charges. He pled guilty to 29 federal hate crime charges, including the killing of 32-year-old Heather Heyer, drove his car into a crowd of people protesting a Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville in 2017, killed Ms. Heyer and injured 2 dozen other people. Remember that? I remember.
Oh, this is horrendous.
Yeah.
This was to me. It's so funny because not funny at all. It's odd, funny. But you know, a lot of people who supported Trump in the beginning cite this one incident as the turning point for them to not support him anymore. When he made that horrendous comment about there were good people on both sides, that was I think history will look back and that will be the biggest misstep of his entire presidency.
The jury recommended life in prison plus 419 years, so he's not going anywhere. 10 before the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Pursuit of information that will help you in the health department. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is a stable staple. I could. That's pretty good. That's a tongue twister, Ken. It's a staple. It would be stable staple because you are a staple of this program and you are stable. So there we go. He's a stable staple. We have a number of things to go over here as time allows. As Ken does dutiful work every week, going through all the journals of medicine, studying what's going on, and relating the information to you so that it'll have some meaning. Here's a story about exercise that certainly is worth underscoring and then underscoring again. I actually, when I was looking at the review of the things you want to talk about, I underlined this because it is absolutely true. I don't know that we needed a study to prove it, but it doesn't hurt to have the results of the study, Ken.
This is great news for everybody who never thought they should exercise. Out of the British Medical Journal this week, this new research looking at the effect of exercise in middle and older age on the risk of premature death and lifespan reveals that it is never too late to start exercising. Becoming more active may lengthen lifespan regardless of past activity levels, so exercise gives hopes to everyone not yet exercising as long as the doctor says it's okay to begin an exercise program.
Well, what sort of doctor worth his salt is going to tell you not to exercise?
Well, if you're about to have
check whether you're a doctor or about
because some people, if they pick up their exercise program, could have a heart attack, and you want to check the motor.
Well, so how do you get there? If you're going to have a heart attack, doesn't exercise help exercise your heart and make you healthier?
Well, you have to make sure that the motor can handle going into high gear. You know, you have a Model T that's been never serviced for 30 years. You don't want to suddenly take it out onto the road and get into high gear.
So what do you, what do you do?
Some people will need a stress test before they get into an exercise program just to make sure that the heart can handle increased activity because the circulation may not be wide open. You don't want the patient the first day they go to the gym have a heart attack. So if the circulation is adequate to exercise, then it will prolong your life. But if the circulation is tenuous, you're about to have a heart attack, and you just tip it over with increased demand for blood in the heart, that's not a good thing. That's why all the gyms have warnings. Check with your doctor before you start.
Yeah. Well, you got a little bit. You got to. A little goes a long way sometimes. You really I've seen some people in the gym.
But,
so have you that are so overweight.
But the doctor's not going to say don't ever exercise. They're going to get you in shape. So it's safe to exercise. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's good if you have not been in an exercise program or you want to dramatically increase the level you want to exercise, just check with your doctor. And they'll know what to do to check you out to make sure that the motor can handle increased activity in your body.
Continuing the focus on bodies and obesity and that sort of thing. Here's a story about not getting enough rest or sleep and what that does to your weight quotient, yeah?
Exactly. Adults need at least 7 hours of uninterrupted sleep per night to feel well rested. Doug, recent studies have shown that insufficient sleep may affect circulation, aspects of memory, and even our social relationships. The news this week in the International Journal of Obesity is that there is a link between insufficient sleep or disrupted sleep and weight loss. Overweight people who do not sleep well lose less weight than their peers who have no sleep problems. The bottom line is good sleep is part of a successful weight loss.
Well, that's what's underscored by this product Calitrin that we've been talking about on the air for a couple of years now. It's all about getting your body in shape, healthy. It's the healthiest choice for weight loss, but it works as you are sleeping. You take the Calitrin weight loss formula pills before you go to bed. Take four of them, and they go to work. And so they also help you sleep better. That's part of the combination. It's part of the ingredient factor here. Collagen's the number one ingredient. And that's the protein that restores muscle to your body. You stop making it when you're in your 20s. So with Collagen, you go back to supplementing your body, and it recharges your body's ability to make collagen. So you can go back to making lean muscle, lose the weight, push the fat out. You got to take it consistently every night on an empty stomach before you go to bed. That's the way you do it. If you take it consistently, 4, 5, 6 months, you'll keep. You'll not only lose the weight, but you'll keep it off. Get it at toploss.com. Get Calitrin, the healthiest, naturalist way to, the most natural way to lose weight. Toploss.com. Use the code DJV. $10 off every bottle and free shipping, too. Code DJV at toploss.com for Calitrin.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.